try to live my life, live my life every day. Keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground news team. Team champions of the podcast world. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost, and with me is the radical one, the right lip Brian Dean, fresh out of the kitchen from making his tea all the way from England himself. How are you, my friend?
I am not from England. There's like no alpha males in England. I've said that before. They all died in World War II and probably quite a few in the Revolution as well. But I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm hoping that I'm not getting sick. We'll see if that works out. Went to a football game yesterday. It was a good time. Couple parties in the group were very annoying, but it was still fun. And you know, rode up there with a person that I didn't even know that was sick. So, right. You know, hopefully these idiots didn't get me sick, but we'll see. We'll see. Other than that, man, fun game. Cardinals versus Giants. Thought the Cardinals were going to win. They were up by 20 points at halftime, 20-0. And damn. Somehow 21 unanswered points plus some were scored on the Giants. So fun game. My cousin, my sister's boyfriend is a Giants fan. Okay. So, you know, he enjoyed that comeback, but had a good time, dude.
Hell yeah. I did. I got to watch a little bit of the Packers game. It wasn't really televised and was trying to watch it, but I don't know. The Fox Sports app kept on only giving me a preview. So I kept track of it on the app while I was making some bomb ass motherfucking chili yesterday. And
nice.
Yeah, we were pretty much ahead the whole game. And then right at the last minute, we lost by a point. So.
Well, that's how they do it.
Falcons are undefeated still.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, does the Packers have a win? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, at least they're not like the Cardinals 0-2 right now. 0-2. But that's okay. We're going to come back. We're not going to, you know, be in the Super Bowl or the playoffs even, I don't think. But I think that they'll do okay. There's a rumor that going around that they're trying to lose all their games so they can get the first pick. They don't have, like, a quarterback that they want. They don't have all these other things that they want. I'm sure teams have done that in the past, dude.
But, oh, yeah.
I did want to take a chance to tell everyone, too, you know, check out the Conspiracy Soap on the link trees. We both have links to them in our link trees. And they've been selling like crazy, man. Ghost sent me half of them right away, just being 100% honest and transparent. Sent half of them to my house. So I'm shipping them out from my house. All those are gone. Now Ghost has to send me the rest. So if you placed any orders over the weekend, bear with us. They're just going to take a couple extra days. I'm going to get them to you as quick as possible, though. And yeah, man, the support for that's been really cool. You get $20. Four cents, I should say. I'm not a good soap salesman. I just am used to talking about food so much.
Well, they are flavors. You can't eat them.
You can't eat them, but I wouldn't.
No.
But yeah, just, I mean, really, really cool stuff. And it's fun. We're trying to improve it too. So, you know, already a very, very quality product. Just kind of wanted to do some things with the branding and stuff like that. So check it out. We don't plug much on this show at all, but you know, we're going to plug that going forward just because it's something that we do together, and it's definitely surprisingly successful for like what it is. So see what the fuss is about. You can get it in the link tree there. But what else, dude, did you do this weekend? Because I know you didn't just make chili. Did you do anything else other than?
It was pretty much a relaxing weekend. Went over to my neighbor's on Friday, chilled with him for a little bit, ended up going to bed kind of early because I slept like shit on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, just kind of hung out here at the house, me and the wife, and just kind of watched some TV, listened to some music, and I don't know, just pretty, it's kind of a nice, lazy weekend. And then Sunday, I didn't know it was supposed to, but it was cold and rainy all day. Uh-oh. So it was a perfect day to make chili. And so that's what I did.
Okay. Well, yeah, dude, I had a very fun UFC weekend too. Made some serious cash. I'm doing a ladder. I call it the Eiffel Tower, but like you start with a certain amount, whatever you're comfortable with. And you go from like I did 40. So 40 into 111, right? And that hit. And then I'm going 111 to 297. That hit. And so now I'm terrified because I got to bet 297 on something. And I'm trying so hard on this card to find something with positive odds that will get me at least $400 in profit. And then the next week I'm going to bet 400 or whatever I end up getting on something else. And then that's when I'm done. So
damn.
It's terrifying, but I mean, we're getting better at that. I do that MMA show And I wanted to show you this, dude, before we get into the news, because I am taking this more serious since I'm having some success with it. And on YouTube, we're doing this show and I'm making these cool graphics for all these things. I made these. Okay. These are all the fights this weekend coming up. And it shows like the striking differentials and all this stuff. It's fun. So it's a fun thing on YouTube. If you're into fights like that.
That's okay? Pretty cool. You did all that yourself?
Yeah, dude. It's in that Inkscape that I showed you.
Okay. Well, that is why you are the artistic and creative mind behind the conspiracy soap. I'll talk like Mike Tyson. The conspiracy soap.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it, man. But, you know, I can go through those pretty quick and do that. So, yeah, dude. Fun stuff. And I'm excited. So check out. And if you like MMA stuff, dude, that is going to be a fun thing to get into. But some interesting stuff happened over the weekend. I found some interesting information. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I'm going to pull up an article here. Apparently, Ukrainian troops are being trained out of Tucson, Arizona. That's fun, right?
I remember you texted me that, and I failed to get back to you. When I was in Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico, we had a fighter squadron at the other end was all Singaporeans, and they were over here using RF-16s, learning how to fly them. And what have you. And that was late 90s. So, I mean, it does happen. That's why when I reply, I was just like, shocker. Like, it was bound to come out that we were training them over here. You know what I mean? Because we're supposedly giving them these F-16s. Dude, those fucking dumbasses don't know how to fly these things.
But what are the odds? It's in my city.
That is true.
You know what I mean? So this is an article from Tucson.com, obviously just some local thing here. U.S. to train Ukrainian fighter pilots in Tucson. Nice little picture of an F-16. Am I right about that?
That is an F-16.
Okay. I didn't even look down here yet, and it doesn't. Oh, it does say F-16. But yeah, it's pretty wild. So we found this out. You know, Kim flew out to California over the week, and that's why if you listen to my show, I mentioned that I thought it was Thursday when it was Friday, and I was posting something on Friday that I wanted to post on Thursday, the episode with Operation Red Pill Dudes. And the week was just kind of all over the place, but she told me when she was coming back from the airport, either when they were taking off or landing, they saw these, they looked like older planes. They looked kind of ghetto. Apparently they were F-16s. Are there older F-16s in existence, or is that a very new thing?
No, there's older ones. The Thunderbirds that you see are, oh, fuck, I'm going to draw a blank. Block. Someone's going to kick my ass because I used to know this because they age them by what they call a block. Like I worked on the block 40.
Okay.
The squadron below us was block 30s. The difference between the 30 and the 40, we were able to use lasers to laze our own targets where the block 30 had to rely on some infantry on the ground pointing a laser at the target, and then they could drop their laser guided bomb. And then you get into the block 50s and 60s and so forth. So they just kind of slightly upgrade them. And the Thunderbirds that you see, the ones that do all the kind of like the Navy does with the flying events and what have
Blue Angels and shit?
Like Blue Angels, yeah. I want to say they're like block 10 or block 15s. Like they're okay. Like really old. They're like one of the first that were made. Now they're stripped down to almost bare nothing other than what they need to do to fly and perform and what have you.
Gotcha. But yeah, so I'll just read through this article real quick because it's interesting stuff. And you just know that there's more like this going on. This isn't advertised. We just happen to see this because Kim saw it firsthand. Now, if you fly in Tucson, you might see this, right? Now, I don't know how many listeners out of Tucson we have on this here, but I know there's a few. But it's wild, dude, because not that many people fly all the time, right? Like, I haven't flown in freaking forever. And basically, she saw these older-looking planes, and it had the Arizona flag painted on really shittily. Like, it looked like a kid did it. And then it said AZ, right? So these are Ukrainians flying United States, planes. Mm-hmm. And they're made to look like American planes, but they're Ukrainians. That's very sketchy to me. I think it's incredibly sketchy.
When the Singaporeans were over on our base training and what have you, their tail letters said CC for Cannon Clovis or whatever CC stood for, I forget. And it had their squadron logo on it. I'm sorry that they painted yours kind of shitty, but you know, the AZ stands for, you know, obviously Arizona. And so it's not that they're Russian or Ukrainian property. They are U.S. property. They're just trained and flown by Ukrainians, probably in the backseat. I would assume they're D models.
Right. But then also the narrative about 9/11, where people outside of the country that don't have our best interest in mind flew American property into, you know, so like I said, it's sketchy. I don't believe that narrative necessarily, but that's the narrative that we're told. So I mean, I know that it's obviously American property still, but it's someone that we shouldn't really be helping in the first place, in my opinion.
No,
behind the wheel or whatever the hell you call it of a plane, right? The joystick. How would you phrase that?
The flight controls.
Behind the flight controls. Okay. So it says, this is out of Washington. The U.S. will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets beginning at the Morris Air National Guard Base in Tucson in October. So this is coming out. This is a brand new thing. In the 16th of this month of September is when this was written. So the following month, this is going to become, like, I guess, bigger news. Now, the training is part of U.S. and European effort to get the advanced fighter jets to Ukraine for its defense against invading Russian forces. Those aren't going to end up any bad hands, are they? They're all just, everything's going to go perfect here. American military officials stress it takes years of training to be able to field F-16 squadrons, limiting the impact the aircraft will have on Ukraine's defense for the near future. Why are we doing it then? Are we anticipating this is going to go on forever? Apparently.
Apparently they are, but I would say a good two solid years, maybe three, to really learn the aircraft, and that's flying every day. 3 years from now, are we still going to be helping this fucking corrupt country? No.
Well, how much money is that going to be?
Right.
And if a different administration gets in and says, yeah, we're bailing on this, you know, and that's if you think that politics isn't rigged and all that stuff. We try to be very neutral on the show.
We try to.
Tucson's Morris National Guard Base is a host for the 162nd Wing, the Air Guard's premier F-16 fighter pilot training unit. The Morris Base also has, for decades, hosted F-16 pilot training for allied nations, including the Netherlands Air Force, which ended a 32-year training mission in Tucson in July 2022, and the Iraqi Air Force. Well, that's probably not a good idea either. Now, in September 2022, the 21st Fighter Squadron, which trains F-16 pilots and maintainers. Is that what that is? Is that an Air Force term?
Where are we at here?
Right here. Maintainers?
Maintainers. That's what I was.
Okay.
Works on the aircraft. So you have your crew chief who's in charge of the jet itself. He, if he's the designated crew chief, he will have his name on the front landing gear, kind of like how the pilots have their name up by the cockpit. The crew chief will have his name, and then maybe the assistant crew chief will have his name as well. Then you have avionics, which is basically your radar, some flight controls, and then you have weapons, which obviously what I did deals with weapons and backup flight control. So anybody, those three are what you would consider maintainers. Anybody else, whether it's ammo that delivers the bombs to you out on the flight line and fucks everything up all the time, they'll try and claim they're maintainers, but they're not.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just wondering how you would pronounce it. It's just as it sounds, though. Yep. Maintainers from the Taiwanese Air Force moved from Luke Air Force Base near Phoenix to Morris Air Guard Base. And this is the last little section here. And this is where you kind of hear what the plan is, right? Got a Pentagon spokesperson saying this is about long-term support to Ukraine. And this is Brigade General Pat Ryder, I'm assuming. I don't know if I would think Brigade, right?
Brigadier General.
Okay, Brigadier General, perfect. He told these two reporters on Washington, this is not about the counteroffensive that they're conducting right now. So this is long-term stuff. This is, in his own words, this is going to be going on for a long time. Before arriving at Tucson Base, the Ukrainian pilots will first undergo English instruction at Lakeland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, to bring their fluency up to a level needed to operate the aircraft starting next month. So your tax dollars are going there as well, giving these people English lessons. Ukraine has long pressed for the American fighter jets to help defend. I mean, this is what is really annoying. They've been just demanding this. They've been long pressing this. to defend its cities from forces in Russia and all this stuff. Denmark and the Netherlands and Norway announced in recent days that it would supply the aircraft to Ukraine. So that's good. It seems like they're getting some help from other people other than just the U.S. But yeah, this is going to be a long-term thing. And you got to train these people how to stand the G-forces, right, if they're going to fly this stuff. So, yeah, man, just I think it's kind of concerning. It's frustrating that it's out of Tucson, too, because, if the Russians didn't like this and they wanted to attack Tucson, that kind of sucks for me. So, what? And, about a million other people, it seems like. So, shitty situation.
It is. It's funny that they're sending them to Lackland Air Force Base because that's where basic training is for the Air Force. That's where you go. So they're basically sending them to basic training to learn English.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like maybe you just kind of tell them that they need to learn English over there. But yeah, man, let's look into a couple football conspiracies. I got at least one here.
You did touch on something with 9/11. I don't know if you want to get fully into it. Did you hear the deal that was struck on 9/11 by the Biden regime?
I didn't. What was that?
We're going to trade 5 Americans for 5 Iranians, plus free up $6 billion in frozen assets and for Iran that can be only used. Iran can only use it for humanitarian efforts. If you believe that they're going to do that.
Oh, so they're not going to lie about that, right?
No. But that was the precedence on 9/11 from this president.
Weird. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I don't understand that kind of stuff.
And I got to give a birthday shout out. Now, we're recording on Monday. So as of today, the United States Air Force is 76 years old. So happy birthday to the United States Air Force. And yesterday, the 17th, I have to give a big birthday shout out to the big ginger bear himself, Bane. Bane turned 6 years old yesterday.
Wow.
So my big old Poochie, he's an old man. But he's still young at heart. I was going to take him. We were going to take him to get ice cream, but he woke up with the poops on Saturday, and it's not like him. And he actually had a pretty bad accident in the house, and it was like cleaning up cow shit.
What kind of ice cream does a dog eat?
We were going to take him, get him like vanilla ice cream at maybe what do you call them? The things at Wendy's.
Like a Frosty or a Blizzard?
Yeah, Frosty. But in the ice cream section, they do sell pup cream.
I did
get a 6-pack of what flavor was it? I think it was like cheesy bacon. So
yeah,
his belly seems a little bit better. So maybe this weekend I'll let him have some ice cream.
That's funny. Yeah, because I was gonna say if you're just giving him human ice cream, that's gonna fuck his stomach up, dude. He's gonna fucking. But I give those things too. What are they called? They're like paw like Frosty paws.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what they are. Yeah, dude, my dogs go ham over those. They like those a lot. And Ghost is getting old, too. My dog Ghost is getting up there in age.
So I have a funny little backstory on these dog ice creams, right? We had pulled him. This was probably maybe his second or third birthday. We gave him one, whatever. This was before we even had, and we might have had the Coonhound. Well, we pulled him out of the package and just sat him in the freezer because we knew what they were, And my daughter,
I know where this is going.
We're sitting there watching a movie, me, her, the wife. I don't know if someone's there or not. And she's like, oh, can I have one of these little ice creams? I'm like, yeah, I'm not thinking, just.
Sure, honey, you have whatever you want.
She sits down on the couch and she takes a bite and you see her face kind of like, what? She's like, she takes another bite. She's like, Dad, this kind of tastes funny. And I look over and I'm like, where'd you get that? And she's like, I had the freezer. I asked if I could have one of these little ice creams. I'm like, oh, shit. I thought you said, could I have a little ice cream, like a little bowl? I said, those are dog ice cream. She turned 3 shades of green. She didn't puke, but it was fucking hilarious. Oh,
yeah, that's nasty.
Like, I bet it does taste fucking weird.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, I've been tempted to try one. Did you ever eat dog food when you were a kid, like on a dare or something?
Not dog food on a dare, but I was given a meat stick.
That was like a pepperoni,
like a pepperoni, but it was my buddy, I think it was before Pepperoni's, but he's like, oh, here, yeah, it's a Slim Jim. And I ate it. Didn't think nothing of it. I'm like, eh, it kind of tastes a little weird, but whatever. But in the air, when I was in the Air Force, we were the Hounds of Heaven. So we always had some milk bones on the desks out by the pilots and up by the maintainer end. And it wasn't uncommon to just take a bite of a fucking milk bone because we were the Hounds.
That's disgusting.
It is.
As grown ass men, you're eating. I did it as a kid, and I'm not talking a bowl of dog food. I'm talking a kibble piece, you know. Yeah. I have also tried a pepperoni, similar thing. You do weird shit as a young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that is pretty funny though. But okay, so let's get into to something here. Related to, before we get into the sports, related to something last week, and I'll explain what happens in this really short clip after we share it. Now I need to make sure I share my screen and sound. Did you ever watch Mortal Kombat as a kid?
The movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen them all.
Actually. Yeah. This is Sonya Blade now, and she's wearing her costume. Pretty bad.
That's the same actress?
Yeah.
She
looks better than she did.
Yeah.
That hand looks kind of fake, but I think it's to the side. But yeah, that's her, supposedly, 25 years later.
There's something about, because I don't want to give away my wife's age, but there's something in the water back then, like, because even me, like, unless I let my beard grow out and my hair and my gray show, I have a baby face, and I'm 46 years old. This Gen X thing, we age completely different than the rest
of
the
population. You do not have a baby face.
Let me shave everything off.
Okay.
And I will look like a 12-year-old nutsack.
Okay. Let's see it, because I'm not seeing the baby face. I told you that you look old to me, like to where you were born looking like that.
With a beard and a beer in a hand.
Yeah. And it's not bad to look old. It's not bad to look your age.
Right.
But yeah, there's plastic surgery and stuff involved with these people. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, she was an actress. I'm sure she had some work done. But hey, if you're taking care of your body and you're aging that well, I mean, shit, look at, who was I thinking of? Like J-Lo. J-Lo doesn't look her age.
Well, she's a witch.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, they actually, like, there's people that talk about how she's a witch.
That is
true. I think Santeria or something, like her grandma. So that'll do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, let me share this. This has to do with Hawaii and those blue umbrellas. It's pretty interesting here. And the sound isn't really necessary, but for the next clips, we will need it. But
la sombrilla azul. Wow. Mira. Yeah. La sombrilla azul.
Did you catch it?
Yeah, they shot a laser at it, and it was a blue umbrella, and it didn't go through.
Yeah, they shot a laser at one of these robots in WALL-E, and the blue umbrella gets thrown out in front of it. Yeah, it's a kid's cartoon, but, you know, there's a lot of messages in these things. I don't know what to think about the blue thing. I heard a lot of people saying that Oprah's roof was painted blue. It's not. It's red, you know what I mean, from what I saw, unless there's, you know, newer pictures. And it's really hard to know where Oprah's house really is, right? I mean, as far as... I know that there's people that, you know, spend a lot of time digging into this stuff. I tend to believe it because there's a lot of videos of it, but this is kind of like what conspiracy theories are all about. When you see something like that in a movie, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people need to, you know, start having the fun again when it comes to conspiracy theories instead of just freaking out. You know, this is an interesting coincidence.
Conspiracy theories were always designed to be fun and entertaining to look into, whether they turn out to be real or fake. You know what I mean? They're theories. Like, still, even with the JFK assassination, it's still theories.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of conspiracies and different evidence that points to a lot of different ways. I mean, we've talked to Corey Hughes, and you see other people do their research. It's kind of conflicting, and then some areas they meet in the middle. That's what's fun about it. That to learn just kind of nonsense, really.
Well, actually, you brought up a good point, and I don't think it's nonsense, honestly, but there's some theories that are so serious and so real, and there's something to them. And you brought up a good example there, Corey Hughes, someone who is not having fun, you know, great guy. I like his research and he does such good work, but you can tell it's not fun for him. This is work and he is taking it very seriously. And that makes sense to do with something like JFK when there's all kinds of misinformation out there about it. Right. But like talking about Bigfoot and talking about aliens, it should be fun, right? Yeah. Talking about this stuff, yeah, it's a serious thing when you're talking about potential directed energy weapons and stuff like that. But I could just see people, you know, getting upset about so many different things where it's like, man, like you got to have some fun with it. And then, yeah, there's places to be serious. 9/11 is a serious one, but some of these aren't, you know, super serious. So interesting one there. Now, this is the football one, dude. It's football season. Like I said, I went to the Cardinals game. There's a lot of people talking already. I think Cedric's Dumas. No, that's a UFC fighter. Saquon Barkley. That sounded racist. The names are similar. Okay. Saquon Barkley. He hurt himself. He's the best player on the Giants.
What's his name?
Saquon Barkley.
Quan Barkley.
Saquon.
Quan.
Sure. Saquon Barkley. But okay.
Quan Barkley.
What is that?
This is going over your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, like speak it. Gotcha. Okay. Quan Barkley. Dad joke. But yeah, so Saquon Barkley gets hurt, you know, the last play of the game or something. That's the best New York player. What?
Something with his ankle?
That's what I heard. I think it was his Achilles, just like Aaron Rodgers, who's on another New York team.
Yeah.
Okay. So very strange. We'll see what happens to the rest of the New York teams. But I like these football conspiracies, especially. And like, I want someone to post right now what the Super Bowl score is going to be or who the two exact teams are that are going to be. Cause you see these things come out like a day after where this guy predicted what was going to happen. And it shows on Twitter. It's like, I could Photoshop that. Okay. And I'm not good with Photoshop. I'm better with things like Illustrator. Someone put it out beforehand. Okay. Because they're never right. And, yeah. You know, so let's get into this.
And we want to see your prediction on the superb owl.
Yes. Yeah, of course. But yeah, so we got this is a pretty cool little football conspiracy here.
What if I told you Juwan Taylor's right foot was letting the Lions know whether the play was a pass or a run? Saw some people online mention this and talk about tipping, so I thought I would take a little bit of a closer look at it. So what do you think this play is going to be? Pass. What do you think this play is going to be? Watch his right foot and watch how wide that base is. Pass. Now, what do you think this play is going to be? Base is more narrow, very still in a stance. It's a run play. I am looking at his right foot the entire time. Look at how active it is. Look at how wide that base is. Now his hand is back in the dirt. Look at how narrow that base is, and it's another run play. Look at how still he is in his stance. This is another run play. Now let's even bring in a little bit of a play action here. Right foot goes up in the air, up in the air. Wide base, play action. This was happening all night long, and Chris Collinsworth was wondering why the Lions sideline wasn't saying anything about possible false starts. I think it's because Taylor was tipping his plays. What if I told you Juwan Taylor's right foot was letting...
Pretty good.
That is good. I mean, you... And that's what taking a conspiracy theory is... You take the signs, you read them, and you put your own conclusion together, and you watch that clip. Okay, anytime they passed, wide stance, his foot was moving up and down a little bit. When it was a run play, it was tight, didn't move. I mean, subtle things like that to another team is all they need to know. You know, hey, and who knows? Maybe this guy owes some fucking betting money.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too, is even if that wasn't something that he was intentionally doing, like he wasn't following the script, let's say, okay,
right.
And that's just something that he does, that's something that you need to notice as a coach or an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator in this case, to where you can be like, okay, everyone needs to try to watch this dude, or we'll come up with hand signals when we know what they're doing if you can't see this dude. Because, yeah, it seems like he's doing that thing with his foot. He's got a wider stance. I'm sure that if, you know, this wasn't intentional and like kind of allowed to happen, the coaches are going to have a talk with this dude after this, because he is dead giving away what they're doing.
Yeah. And this, to speak on your point, if this was not intentional and that's how he sets up so he can drop back, you know, to protect the quarterback a little bit easier in a pass play, because obviously he's going to be dropping back in the pocket, you know, they're going to be hunting the quarterback's head. So maybe that's his way of getting a quicker step to protect his quarterback, versus when you're running, you know, left, right, center, you know, sometimes the run's not going to go to him. So he doesn't need to get into a position quicker to block or protect.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I want to give credit to people that send me these things. So I got to go back and look through, because got a little bit of a late start on the research, you know, watching the videos that you guys sent today. But and then this one is sent from my co-host on the Casual KO one. This I have to explain just a little bit. There's these dudes that fought this weekend, Jack Della Maddalena and Kevin Holland. Very close fight. A lot of people thought Kevin Holland was going to win because he's more well-rounded. He can wrestle, he can fight, he can kick, he can box, he can do all this stuff. Jack Della Maddalena is mostly a boxer and he struggles against wrestlers. So this other UFC fighter that has a podcast was saying, when he was asked who's going to win, he said Jack Della Maddalena, because anyone who fights Michael Chiesa, the next fight they lose, including me. He said that himself, right? Now, Kevin Holland's fight before this was Michael Chiesa. He choked him out in less than a minute, I think. Huh. Less than 2 minutes for sure. Were you going to say something?
No, I just said it.
Yeah, it's wild, and it's really interesting. He shows the fighters here, but that's just what he's referring to here, and he puts it pretty funny.
Kevin Holland, Jack Della. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm picking Jack Della. It's the Michael Chiesa curse. Every single person, bro, it's insane. Go look it up. Every single person who's beat Michael Chiesa, including me, has gone on to lose their next fight. Bro, it's real.
Hey, USA in the building.
Kevin Holland by submission. Kevin Holland.
Yeah, dude. And so Jack Della Maddalena won that fight.
It's kind of like the Madden curse.
Yeah. Well, and the UFC game curse is real too, because there's three people on the cover. There's Israel Adesanya, just lost to a fight that everyone thought he was going to win. Yep. And Valentina Shevchenko, who lost her belt and then she was about to get it back in this last fight, should have won. But for some reason, one of the judges scored the last round a 10-8 instead of a 10-9. And if they even would have scored it a 10-9, she would have won her belt back, but she didn't. So Alexander Volkanovsky, if he ends up losing, man, the UFC cover curse is absolutely 100% real, like the Madden curse.
It is weird how it is. It because so many people believe in it now that it manifests.
Yeah, brings itself
reality. You know what I mean? Because like, Madden first kind of came out, kind of coincidence, and then it it was like I don't even know how any player would want to be on the cover of Madden to this day. You know what I mean? Like, be like, fuck no, nope, I'm not doing it.
I remember one year they just put Madden on there.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people were really believing it. Dude, I did that in my video game episode. I went through every single one since they made it. I think the first one was 99 or 98. And every single one, some of them are more severe than others. Like some people literally go mentally insane, one in one case. And then in another, like they'll just have like a shitty season. You know what I mean? So it's like you can make the connections, you know, connect the dots and all that stuff. But Matthew, a good friend of the show, sent that football conspiracy one. I just wanted to circle back to that real quick. Yeah, dude, he always sends good shit every week. Did you want to share anything first? We can kind of oscillate here, a little volley back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any sports, though. I might.
Oh, it's all good if you don't. I was just seeing what we had.
I thought I did, but I might not have saved it. We'll see here in a second. Yes, I do have some sports that I wanted to get into. Okay. Let me go back here and share my screen and my sound. I'm just going to play this Aaron Rodgers bit just because I have to.
The saddest part about Aaron Rodgers' season-ending Achilles injury is that this literally happened to the Jets 24 years ago. In 1999, the Jets opened their season as AFC favorites. Then their starting quarterback Vinny Testaverde went down in the second quarter of the season opener, the injury, torn Achilles. His season finished. Their playoff dreams crushed. Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be Jets fans' savior. The 2023 roster had even more potential. They signed former Pro Bowler Dalvin Cook, as well as ex-Packers weapons Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb. They extended All-Pro defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, and they believed the final piece of the puzzle was trading for a Hall of Fame quarterback. But all that promise has left Jets fans with nothing but pain. And history could repeat itself with Zach Wilson taking the starting job. Remember that Wilson lost 14 of his first 22 games as a starter and has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns since being drafted second overall in 2021. It's official. The New York Jets have the worst luck in NFL history.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. I did not know that until I came across that, but I do remember Testaverde going out. I didn't realize they both suffered Achilles tears.
Well, and if I keep trying to say Cedric Dumas for some reason. I didn't. He's not even on this fight card next weekend. But if Saquon Barkley, Barkley, yes. If his Achilles is, and I can actually check this right now, that's wild, man. I mean, it's. I know it's a fairly common injury in football, but still, just like. You know, you got to at least kind of see some patterns here. And I'm so glad that you took this next clip, too, by the way, this one with the 4 million there, because the one right next to it, to the right.
Yep, that one.
Yeah, dude, that is something I'm really excited to talk about. And I forgot to save something on it. But yeah, check this out. Says AI robots take over the field in the Chargers game.
I think I have one more on that. Yeah.
So yeah, for those that don't know, it was go ahead.
There's AI robots going around taking pictures. They're gonna be calling plays soon. Watch this.
Okay, that didn't have any skin on it, but did you see how the movements looked so real? Like, it had the swagger in the walk.
Yeah.
Which is weird. What's that?
With the music, it's better.
Oh yeah, totally.
Now, did you hear that these were just actors? That they were actually people?
That's what I wanted to bring up. I did not hear that, but if you look at them, they look a little too fucking real, and I was going to bring that up. Do you think there's a possibility that these could have just been actors?
Well, supposedly that's like the story. Let me exit. You can leave your screen up there, but let me just double check, because I mentioned that to, because we were going to the game yesterday, right? If you haven't heard. But I mentioned this, and then my sister and like everyone in the car was saying like those were actors, you know, like they knew. But they looked super real to me. I don't know.
Yeah. And the way they walked and kind of turned their heads, it almost reminded me of what did they like download? If these are AI, did they download like every horror movie from the 80s head tilt, like Jason Voorhees or fucking Michael Myers, to like look creepy? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It just didn't. I don't know whether to think it's real or a big part of me wants to scream bullshit.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the first Sunday football game, blah, blah, blah. Cheer on your favorite team in person, unless you're at the game and you see these AI robots sitting next to you. I'm looking for something where it says that they were fake. But they were all wearing those shirts that say the creator on them. And you wonder if that's a movie that's coming out. Let's see. The creator movie.
Hmm.
It's in theaters September 29th. It's a fast turnaround. If they're shooting a scene out there and... But that is what the creator has on their... like all the people have that. Like those things on the side of their faces, uh-huh, where their ears are, like those circle things. So maybe that's it, man. That's a, like I said, that's a hell of a turnaround for, you know, that was what, last week.
Yeah.
And now we're 9 days out from that, 8 days out from that.
Yeah. And then to go into post-production and all that. Yeah. That's a hell of a crazy turnaround.
But with AI editing and stuff, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, people are writing books about the damn Maui fires before they even happen. So,
yeah, true.
I guess you can get ahead of this stuff and move pretty quickly.
What do you have?
I got something really interesting with the National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh yeah,
have you heard of that?
You didn't go get one, did you?
No. When was National Cheeseburger Day?
I think it's. Does it start today? It either starts. Yeah,
September 18th. So we're a little late. And by the time this comes out, it's a day later.
Right? Well, but it's going, a lot of the like Wendy's, McDonald's and Burger King are doing it, I think, till Friday. They're celebrating all week.
Which is even more interesting. So, yeah, check this out. Let me share my screen. And this is sent from the MVP of the show. Really, I mean, just week over week, sending multiple great clips. Victoria, thank you so much for all the stuff that you send. Make it a lot easier every week to do these, and it's incredible stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna have to click on the volume and then we'll get back out real quick.
1 cent.
Okay, here we go. These 1 cent cheeseburgers from Wendy's. I think other places are doing like 50 cent cheeseburgers and stuff like that. Wildly cheap.
Have y'all seen everybody freaking out about the 1 cent Wendy's hamburgers that they're getting ready to sell? Everyone's talking about how it's some kind of test or experiment on people. I don't know. You all know that I'm open to wild ideas, but I figured I'd get a little ahead of this one. People don't tend to believe things unless it's been on The Simpsons. Well, here's this.
I'm here at Krusty Burger for the launch of the highly anticipated Burger Squared. Krusty, what can you tell us about this fantastic new sandwich?
I'm glad you asked, Kent. We start with grade A beef, feed that to other cows, then kill them and serve the unholy results on a 7-grain bun. Burger Squared!
The math checks out.
Cows eating cows? That's an abomination.
No, Lisa, you're a vegetarian, but these cows have made a different choice.
And now this lucky reporter will be the first human to sample this delicious crime against nature. Mmm, juicy, flavorful, with just a hint of...
Say, that's my check cashing arm, you stupid...
What are you doing?
A little tip. You might want to wash me before you eat me.
Between this and the FCC and FEMA notification that's going to be taking place on October 4th with all cell phones and electronic devices, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. And I'm sure everyone knows by now that the CDC actually did release zombie preparedness instructions. Ironically, September is the CDC's Emergency Preparedness Month. I don't know what all this means, y'all.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good. I'm not a fan of the ending of that, just because they do this all the time. Even when Trump was in office, everybody got a national alert on their cell phone, yada, yada, yada. I get the kind of tie between the 1 cent hamburger, what are they trying to you know, poisonous with, you know, why would they do that? There's other things I seen where McDonald's all beef patty didn't have all beef. It had pork and horse meat in it. Was that here in America or was that overseas? I don't know. I know over in Europe, they do eat horse. So, you know, it's no different when you hear people talk about Aldi and they're like, oh, their ground beef it's actually horse meat. Well, yeah, in Europe it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts off really good, the video, right? Like, it's like, oh, shit, there could be something here. What are they giving mm-hmm. vaccines in them? Are they poisoning somebody? But then it goes to zombies, and you're like, oh, shit, and now they're losing me. But it's still a good, like, it's a wild idea. And that was another thing we talked about yesterday was, like, if you had to pick a way that the world ended, how would you have it end? You know what I mean? And, like, you have to pick one. Oh, and I said either like a crazy asteroid or zombies, the slow zombies specifically, not the fast ones. I don't want the fast ones, but the slow ones, because I feel like I could live quite a while in a world with slow zombies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If they're like Walking Dead zombies, fuck yeah.
If they're like World War Z zombies, no. unless they have the same appetite as mosquitoes do, like, you know how they, and I don't know if you've seen World War Z. They don't attack anyone that's terminally ill. Like, if you have cancer, if you have any kind of like blood issue at all, they don't attack you. And like, I was always freaked out because mosquitoes have never messed with me. And I'm like, well, shit, am I terminally sick because these mosquitoes don't want me? But if they had that same appetite, then I'd be good. They just run around me. But yeah, it's wild, dude. That's a good movie, actually. Like, there's this scene where all these zombies are running through. It's like in Israel or something. And they're outside and this kid is like trying to run away. And he realizes he's not going to be able to run away from these zombies. And he just like curls up in a ball on the ground and all the zombies just run past him because he has cancer. Oh, and like, he doesn't know he's sick yet or anything, but the zombies can smell it. So they just run right past him. And he's like looking around, like, while they're all running around, just fucking everyone else up. And he's just looking around. It's pretty crazy, but it's a good movie. So yeah, zombies or asteroid. You got an opinion on if someone came to you and you're like, hey, you got to decide how the world ends. It has to end on this date, no matter what. It's a weird question.
Wow, that is a weird question. Like, complete annihilation of all humanity?
Or like an apocalyptic situation, like zombies.
I'd probably go with the zombie route, but if it was complete and utter annihilation all at once, burn it all. Complete nuclear meltdown.
Okay. Yeah, because like a volcano would suck because we'd all like half the world would die right away and then the other half would like suffocate.
Right.
So that'd be rough.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, no, it's
floods and all the other. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's dark to think about.
Yeah, it is dark. Like if we're going to end it and I have no chance of surviving, end it quick. But if I have a chance of surviving, give me the fucking slow zombies.
Yeah. All day. I got one right here, too, that looks related to bugs and fast food. So let's see what this is. I haven't had fast food in a long time, man. It's really kind of turned me off. Like about a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe.
I ate Arby's on Saturday.
Arby's is good, though.
It is.
They're buying Subway. You know that?
Are you really? Uh-huh. Maybe they'll improve.
No, they won't. It's just such a profitable fast food place. But yeah, here we go.
Oh, it is.
Instant milk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into a dairy alternative.
Can you understand her if you're not reading that?
Liquid which looks and acts just like.
Can you understand her if you're not reading it?
I can, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and read it because it sounds like I couldn't even fucking hear what she was saying. So I'm just going to leave it muted. But basically what they're doing is they're talking about like turning bugs into some sort of protein bar or something. We'll find out here.
The larva of the black fly.
So Entel milk is a dairy larva. I mean, they're going so fast here. It's called Entel milk, we'll say, okay? Entel milk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into dairy to a dairy alternative, and it forms a rich, creamy liquid, which looks and acts just like dairy. Disgusting. Entel milk is very rich in protein, fat, calcium, iron, zinc, which is really good for you. And it's got a very creamy mouthfeel. The world needs alternatives to survive. Insects are vital to the future of food because they require very little land. and they don't damage the environment like livestock. They don't produce greenhouse gases, and they meet the demand for ice cream. That's awesome. The world is going to struggle to produce enough food for the growing population, and I find insects a very viable option. Can you believe this ice cream was made from insects? Someone's saying no, I can't believe it. Cape Town, whatever. You get the idea. That was it. But yeah, that's disgusting, man. Like a milk of bug guts.
I am so goddamn sick of this whole fucking climate change.
Yeah. It's going to be the death of us.
Climate changes every 4 fucking months. They're called seasons. And then you get people, all this carbon. Put more fucking carbon in the air. Because guess what? Then we're going to have more oxygen because everything fucking that is a plant eats fucking carbon. Let the ice caps melt, because guess what? The sea levels aren't going to fucking rise. All you have to do is put a fucking glass filled with fucking ice, pour some water on it till it's at the very top, let the ice melt. Water doesn't spill over because it's already taken into the density of the fucking ice cubes, which is a fucking iceberg. They're just big. I'm so fucking sick of this.
It's just bigger, yeah.
Yeah. It drives me nuts. Oh, we got to go to electric cars because it's greener. No, you're still getting your fucking shit from a power company that isn't fucking green in your eyes. But, got to call it fossil fuels, because if we call it fossil fuels and tell everybody that oil comes from dinosaur bones and dinosaurs that died, it'll eventually run out. No, the earth naturally produces oil over and over and over and over again. It's no different than how your body produces blood.
Yeah,
it's so fuck the people that fall for this shit. It fucking drives me nuts. It's turning into a huge fucking pet peeve for me.
I can tell.
Sorry for going on a little bit of a rant.
No, I mean, I like the passion, and I'm with you there. It seems like some of the smartest people in the world will put that simple fact that you just stated aside, that the volume's already accounted for with the sea levels, right? How do you account for rising sea levels? I don't know, maybe more rain. I don't know. I mean, I know that sea levels can change, right? The moon helps it do that too. I don't know. It is kind of a mysterious thing, but I'm right there with you that, you know, all those ice caps could melt, and I don't think it's going to do a damn bit of difference at all, you know.
It won't.
And you know how people don't believe in that are telling you to believe in it, like the Obamas? They're buying coastal properties, man.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't put, like, your most prized possessions in coastal properties if you thought that shit was going to go away in 10 years.
Right.
So, no, yeah, get out of here with that shit.
I mean, look at a picture of the Statue of Liberty 100 years ago and a picture of it today. The fucking sea level is exactly the fucking same.
Yeah.
But yet global warming and global cooling, climate change. Get the fuck out of here. It's just another way to fucking tax people and fucking anyway.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. It's gonna pull up all kinds of other issues, and it's gonna create a lot of problems for people that are just trying to live. And that's why they track your expenses. They like to see how much gas you're using, because you're putting all this greenhouse gas or these horrible chemicals into the atmosphere, CO2, right?
It's a new way to control.
Yeah,
new way to control people.
100%, man. 100%. Do you want to pull up your stuff real quick? I'm gonna check on my dog.
Yep.
In here real quick.
Do that. Get into some. Maybe we'll get into some Fetterman, because this motherfucker's coming back on the scene. Not really sure if it is Fetterman or not. Yeah. But before we do that, where did it go? Oh, here it is. We'll do a little Joe Biden.
It's truly shocking what the Biden administration did on the anniversary of 9/11. Released 5 Iranian people to get 5 Americans back in a prisoner swap. We're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists. And then we unfroze $6 billion of Iranian money. That's right. One of the largest state sponsors of terrorism on the planet now has access to $6 billion that we had frozen. That's what they were doing on the anniversary of 9/11. Blows my mind. It should yours as well. Come on!
And that's kind of what I was talking about a little bit earlier. Do you want to get into Fetterman? Or I have a nice little three-part series on Barack Obama being gay.
Please don't ever ask me if I want to get into Fetterman again. Because no, I do not. I am interested in what you have, though. Are you thinking he's a clone?
Well, his tattoos disappeared.
You don't you love when that happens?
Yeah, kind of funny. And now he's rocking a mustache. We'll just play the few clips that I have.
Did he change height too?
He might have. There's a lot of strange things with this motherfucker.
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right.
Both these pictures are Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. What happened to his tattoos? Where are his tattoos? Now, a couple weeks ago, I made a video about Senator Fetterman. That he does not look the same since he got sick. Now, I'm not saying he's not the same person. I'm just saying he looks different. This is Senator Fetterman here a couple years ago. See the tattoos? And this is last year on the campaign trail. See the tattoos? And here's a video from earlier this week.
Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment and has said he's going to court drag.
Oh my. Did you see that? Did you see his arms? Let's look again. Where are the tattoos? These are all within the year. Pictures of Senator Fetterman's tattoos. Now he just doesn't have any? Now, if after he got sick, he started to get healthy and he got work done, that's great. But I sure as hell am not the only person who thinks he looks different.
Now, I'm pausing this for the people that do actually watch on Patreon.
Yeah.
You can clearly see a difference in this motherfucker.
The ears are very close, though, and that's always such a big deal. And they look the same to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's even got the ridge right here.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, look at that right here around the mouth, right where he puts a dick. I don't know.
I mean, the ears are great.
Like I said, I'm not saying he's not the same guy. He just looks a lot different. So if people have questions, they're legitimate.
Yeah, they're legitimate questions.
That dude wearing a cheese block on his head.
Yes, must be a Packer fan. Here we go. When he was asked about this question, the smugness of this motherfucker just blew.
Shapiro?
No, not Shapiro, Fetterman.
Okay.
Here's John Fetterman's response while walking through the hallways of the congressional basement on his way to bounce outside a bar, where he explains how upset he is about this impeachment.
We have this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment and has said he's going to.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my gosh. You know, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Similarly, his reaction to learning that Scooby-Doo had been moved in its time slot on Cartoon Network. John Fetterman, your senator from Pennsylvania. Well done, America. You guys are doing an amazing, amazing job. Here's John.
Yeah, us pencil tards.
I think Ben Shapiro at night likes to take a huge cock and put it in his mouth.
He might. He could be a gay Jew.
I mean, that dude, there's nothing that says straight to me about that guy. No. And that's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I mean, I think it's a little weird, but there's nothing wrong with being gay, I guess. Not my business. But geez, that is. I mean, if that's a straight guy, you know what I mean? I don't know.
You want him.
No, man, I can't stand him, dude. I think,
whiny.
You know, well, yeah. And you can't control your voice. And, you know, as stereotypical as it is, like that's kind of a Jewy voice a little bit, right? And again, nothing against the Jews. It's just kind of like, you know, how black dudes talk deep with deep voices.
We'll make it fair and we'll just call them Kazarians.
Okay. I heard, Ashkenazi is like the big thing, right? And yeah, Kazarians come up in that whole discussion too, but
yeah,
I really don't like anyone that's too far right or too far left. Like there's a lot of the right wingers out there. I used to, you know, fall into that ship, but just whenever they're promoting a thing so hard and they just fall in line with every single Republican notion, like no, healthcare shouldn't be free. It absolutely should be free with the amount of taxes that we pay in this country and the amount of money that's generated in this country. It should be free. Yes, that's a communist socialist idea, but there's no reason that it shouldn't be a possibility.
It should be free based on the amount that we already pay. It should not increase our taxes. It should just be free on the taxes that we already pay.
Yeah, and it'd be doable, man. It would really be doable. And there could be paid versions of it too, where you could pay for it if you wanted to. But a solid setup, like a solid foundational base. I'm not talking shitty, like, you know, English healthcare or just, you know, really bad healthcare where it's like, yeah, we'll technically get you in and out. And I think that people should, like, doctors and surgeons should be paid based off of the job that they do.
Yeah.
If they lose a fucking patient on the table, they should not be paid. And they should actually have to, you know, do something, compensate in some way for their mistake, because this is life and death here. I know that, you know, it's been talked about a lot. But yeah, man, like, if Republicans are sitting there saying, like, yeah, I'm super pro-gun, but I don't want people to be able to grow weed or have free health care, any of that stuff. It's like, yeah, dude, you're just feeding into the whole side of I like this and I don't like that.
I don't know if it's this way in Arizona, but in Pennsylvania, if you get your medical marijuana card, once you get it, you are no longer allowed to buy a semi-automatic weapon, i.e. a pistol or a rifle.
But I don't know if
you can keep your existing ones. So say I have a whole bunch of pistols and ARs and what have you. I go get my medical card. I can keep them. I can still conceal carry, even though it's an open carry state. But if I go get my medical card, I'm not eligible for a concealed carry.
Interesting. Yeah. Here we have a recreational, so they would have to do that with everybody. Right.
Right.
Cause yeah, anyone can just go and get it, but yeah, man, I can see that coming down the pipe or pike. What is it? Pike, whatever.
Either or
tomato. Yeah, the pipeline, but the pipeline. They're starting to do this shit in New Mexico, you know, get rid of the Second Amendment. So we'll see where they try to go, man. But you're obligated to not follow these bad laws. Like you really are obligated to.
Well, the sheriffs actually came out after that and said they ain't enforcing it.
Good. Yeah. Good for them for doing that. Because, yeah. And dude, it's so crazy that, like, it sounds like saying stuff like that in a way makes me a little bit nervous, saying, like, you're not supposed to follow these laws. But I'm not calling for violence. I'm just saying, like, that's the whole reason that you're supposed to be able to have these things, because the bad people out there aren't going to listen to those rules, man. This has been said millions of times.
Yep.
But, you know, you're obligated as a law abiding citizen to not follow tyrannical laws. Like, that's just a fact. But
yeah, I have one more on Fetterman.
Fetterman, not Fetterman. Fetterman, not Fetterman. Fetterman.
I don't know. His fucking mustache is.
That mustache is bad. It's worse than mine. Yeah.
Actually, no, that wasn't the last one I have on Fetterman. Here he is, mumbling shit at, I guess, the American auto workers are on strike and what have you. So, you know, he's pro union now. Well, every Democrat.
Here, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, a senator from Pennsylvania. Hey, you doing work with him in D.C.?
Drove all the way from Pittsburgh because we're a union town here, too. Right. Well, it's just an honor to be here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I always stand for the union way of life. I live across the street, you know, from a steel mill and the steel workers, you know, and I came from Pittsburgh because it's a union town as well. I will always stand for a union, and whatever the unions, you know, in their best interest, that's what I'm going to be standing for. We stand with workers, and that's why we're here. Hey, John, hey, how you doing?
All right.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, ski behind it? You know, I mean, it's
just, man,
I don't understand. It's just like, do what's right for the union, you know, in this nation.
Here, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, senator from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's painful. I mean, it's embarrassing, man. I don't even live in Pennsylvania.
Be glad, because it's full of fucking retards when it comes to politics and what have you.
You pulled a Fetterman right there. That was perfect.
I have a mashup of how bad he is at speaking, but we all know that, and I'm not gonna
beat a dead horse.
Yeah, it looked good at lunch today, but I'm not gonna beat a dead horse. But
he's bad, dude. He's bad. One of the worst that we have.
Yeah, but what gets me is his reaction. Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Sorry to cut you off real quick, but did he always have a voice like that? It seems a little higher pitched than I remember.
It sounds a little higher pitched.
Okay. I thought it was like, maybe it's just because he's like a big old oaf. I thought he'd have a deeper voice, but.
Fuck. I did not save it. Which sucks because, the Senate. Who's in charge of the Senate? Is it Chuck Schumer?
I can look it up. The speaker is McCarthy, so I think, let's see, head of the Senate. I thought it was the vice president, but I guess that's all of Congress, right?
Yeah.
Oh, McConnell.
Oh, is it? Oh, the turtle.
Okay. Oh, no, floor leader is Chuck Schumer. Okay. Dick Durbin is the floor whip. What a fun name, Dick Durbin.
Yeah.
Debbie
Dick Durbin. Oh, you have a turban on your dick.
Yeah, that's a rough
Durbin.
One.
Durbin.
Dick Durbin. But yeah, it is Chuck Schumer. So yeah, you've got a Democrat leading the Senate and a Republican leading the House.
He changed the I came across, I thought I saved it, but he changed the whole dress code so Fetterman can wear his hoodies and shorts. He doesn't have to abide by the suit and tie.
Well, good.
Because he's a piece of shit.
We need a normal looking everyday man in there.
Yeah, he's for the people. I forget what this is about.
An everyman.
You can't make this stuff up. Oh. Okay, just recently.
Okay. You're gonna like this because this goes into kind of back into my rant on electric vehicles, the global initiative, and what have you. This is how fucked up these greenies are.
Secretary of Energy Granholm went out on a four-day road trip in her electric vehicle to draw attention to the billions of dollars that the greenies in the White House are pouring into their electric vehicle fantasy. So let's talk a little bit about this road trip. The predictable problem that they had on the road trip, there were not enough EV chargers. Okay, so again, you can't make this stuff up. So what did Granholm's staff do? They got in their gas-powered car and they sped ahead to get in line to save spots with their gas-powered vehicle.
That's awesome.
At those electric chargers. And it was so bad in one location because the gas-powered car was blocking all of the other electric vehicles that had to charge. It was a really hot day. A family actually called the police on them. They had a baby in their car that was crying, again, really hot day. And here's a gas-powered car, Granholm staff, trying to save them a spot so they could just slip in line and get their EV charge.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah. I might not have saved it. It doesn't look like I did.
Well, while we're not too far away from politics, let me share one with you about RFK that our good friend Matt from the Great Deception sent over.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Ah, thank you very much.
Let me get in here just to.
I did come across a 911 call.
Times major.
A 911 call?
Yeah, for them getting reported for saving spots in the.
Oh, that's so good. Did you find it?
I came across it. I thought
you didn't
I
save it. Gotcha. Okay. RFK.
So now you have this fool, Robert Kennedy, who was a heroin addict, spit in cops' place, arrested multiple times, major drug addict. I'm sorry, he didn't get vaccine injured in his throat. That is what happens when you do a ton of heroin. This guy's not a good human being. Look at his entire family history. His wife mysteriously hangs herself. I mean, I don't know a lot of people where their wives hang themselves. And you can read the Daily Mail article. She said, he actually wants to kill me. He wants me dead. So people forget all of this. Why? Because her name is Kennedy? How is this brainwashing taking place? So Kennedy gets involved in this movement backed by a guy called Mark Blaxall, and you should look him up, a big pharma guy, knows nothing about this, essentially reads talking points, and overnight is branded as a medical freedom fighter. So I started looking into Kennedy's history, and what did I find? He had endorsed Hillary Clinton not once, not twice, not three times. Now, this is no small joke. 2016, which was at that point just 3 years ago, it endorsed Hillary Clinton. Now, why is this important, Ken and Tom? Hillary Clinton is the queen of vaccine mandates. The whole family is Clinton Global Initiative. In 2015, she had brought in one of the chief people at Monsanto to run her campaign. Now, what is Monsanto? Well, Monsanto is the one that's put glyphosate, which is one of the most horrible poisons, enslaved most of the farmers, created factory farming, and did GMOs. And Hillary Clinton was massively for that. So now you have this fool.
Sorry, my back is killing me. What do you think?
I'm going to throw this out there to you and maybe to the audience and maybe give us some feedback. Let's get him on the show.
RFK?
No, Dr. Shiva.
Oh, I was like, I don't think RFK will come on.
No. Well, I don't know. He does a lot. RFK does do a lot of fucking podcasts. Not interested in talking to him, but Dr.
Shiva, he'll just lie.
Yeah. And his campaign got railroaded. I've listened to some of his interviews on different podcasts and what have you. Dude's a smart guy. And,
yeah, I like him.
I don't know. Maybe get him on and, you know, we could do a serious cunt with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have him on cunt. I don't think he would appreciate that. It's more about friends. Yeah, we could just do like a special edition of the news show, we'll call it, or something, if we were to get a respectful guest. Because I don't know. Obviously, you can always say that someone like Shiva is controlled opposition. It gets exhausting after a while saying that about everyone that is of high profile. I tend to believe what he's going for. You know, I know that he's probably potentially playing some role, but I think a lot of the stuff that he says is real. You know, I know he's a highly connected dude. Whether he's lying or saying this on behalf of the establishment or not, he's saying a lot of real things. Like with the election fraud stuff in Arizona here, he was on that. And he was trying to supposedly get it overturned or share the facts. And it sounded like he had some pretty damning stuff. Of course, they weren't going to listen to it and whatnot. But I'm very suspicious of RFK Jr. and his whole, vaccine flip-flopping. I don't think he was vaccine injured. And that's why he talks like that. I don't know if it's heroin. I don't know enough about heroin to say that that would be true or not. But yeah, man, it's crazy to have to try and vote for people like this.
It really is, because everybody knows there for a minute. I got duped on the old RFK Jr. Thing, and then he became cunt of the week for 3 weeks in a row. But I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think he was vax injured. That's just me.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was faking it, like Stephen Hawking? You know, Stephen Hawking was faking it, right?
Are you serious?
No, I don't think so. Family Guy made a joke about it, though. That was so funny, where he's in the chair and like, you know how he has his mouth like all, you know, it's really messed up. I'll see if I can find it. But we'll play a couple funny clips at the end here. We'll wrap up shortly. But Diane always sends me really good stuff. And I wanted to see what this was. I hadn't had a chance to look at it, but this snowflake news, I think it is. I recognize this. So,
is this out of New York or is this out of Chicago?
Looks like Italy. Let's check it out.
Oh, okay. Completely in a different country.
So it's showing some people like hop over the walls and borders. It sounds like a bunch of screaming, so I'll read. But yeah, you see a country with no borders, not a country. And it says Lampedusa, maybe, was a quiet island with 6,000 residents. Now tensions are escalating as more than 7,000 illegal immigrants have arrived on the small island in just the past 48 hours. That doesn't happen organically. Okay, 7,000 people don't go to a 6,000 resident place over 2 days. So something's up with that. That's pretty awful, though. Yeah, pretty nuts. Pretty freaking wild.
Actually, we're on that. I have...
You got something there?
Yeah, something to back that up.
Let's go.
It's not in Italy, though.
See, we don't even plan this, folks, and you can tell.
Yeah, and it's here in our own backyard.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do we got? I'm going to look for that Family Guy clip while you're looking.
I have to do this because, you know, Windows. Oh, I love Windows.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get a Mac, honestly. A little Apple.
The American dream. We believe in it. Now we will fight for it. With that?
Yes. And ultimately, I think that there are three points. This is horrible audio. That are very important in getting a solution to this issue.
Can you hear it?
Is that there yeah. Is, there is consensus here across geography and states on increased federal resources.
That right camera. So for those that can't hear over AOC's bullshit, there's a whole audience of people screaming to close the border.
So
that's hilarious. It reminds me of the, have you seen the clip where the lady, it's in Canada, and she's sitting there talking about how all the flights have, they're remaining back on schedule. We've gotten everything all taken care of. No one's flights are going to be delayed or postponed or canceled, any of that stuff. And you just see the camera going up. And when I first saw it, I thought he was like going to like a fat ass on a chick or something, because like he's just going away from what he's supposed to be filming. And it shows right above, this lady's talking right underneath, an entire canceled for all the flights in the airport.
No shit.
And she's just bold-faced lying to Canada, just saying like, oh, yeah, the flights are good. And every single flight's canceled. Every once in a while, you're seeing a postponed one. But it's hilarious. It reminds me of that. Like she's talking about immigration, illegal immigration, and saying how pro she is of that, and or in favor of that she is. And then you just, you know, hear all the people that have to deal with the immigration policies firsthand yelling to not do this. You know what I mean? It's like, these people don't work for us, man. Like, everyone has to really realize that. I know majority of the listeners do, but everyone has to realize that.
This one, pretty sure the audio is clear. This is going to be a quick clip. I thought I saved more on the, I don't want to call them riots, but the protests outside of, in New York City over close the borders and what have you, because the citizens there in New York, they're fucking fed up. And you have to remember, AOC auditioned for her role. She's an actress. So.
Right.
But let's hear what this guy had to say.
Okay.
So in America, if you cheat to get into college, you can go to jail. But if you cheat to get into America, you can go to college for free.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's interesting. It's just a backwards world that we're living in, dude. It's all backwards.
I'm going to play one more here. Have you heard this new song by Strong Delusion featuring Drake and 21 Savage?
What's the song called? They have like a whole album together.
The song might be Strong Delusion, and I think it's Drake and 21 Savage. But I think, and anybody who knows me is going to be like, are you fucking serious? I think Drake is awake.
Really?
Yeah, those that got me seeing red, about to put these Tommies to bed. Yeah, tea time for the team slime, got chump on their head. Yeah, players, they don't want smoke with me. I'm too lit like the old Kobe. I'm too sick like the new Kobe. Not boosted, I'm on a new level. Call me Ruth Chris, cause I want beef, but a move, bitch. I'ma sue the schools cause they ruthless. Trying to teach the kids to be stupid. Like, what is a woman? What do you think? Y'all need to put down the drink. Liberal soft, they look like a mink. Y'all need the word out the kings. Biden don't even know what a woman is, even though he got a mama and some kids. I'm confused, I don't understand this. Deep state really trying to plan this. Popping in and out like an ad-lib. They be cloning people, ain't no capping. Plan B's, they gon' make it happen. Killing off black babies, goddamn. Yeah, life is crazy. MAGA waking, icy baby. Yeah, price it taken, that's why I'm going twice as crazy. Yeah, white Mercedes, Trump flag on the license, baby. Yeah, nice sedated, body sleeping up in Maui, maybe. Yeah, everybody so confused in it, watching CNN, and they cool with it. Like BLM, they finna move with it, they don't even know they gon' lose in it. I identify as a patriot, and I don't care about you little coon niggas. Y'all really believe y'all cats and dogs should identify as a
strong to lose a body, got these people looking stupid, dumb. Strong to lose,
that's two chains, dog.
Cats and dogs, clueless. Strong to lose a grandpa, dope, sleeping, popping, rubies, huh? Strong to lose, they can't see that Trump is winning, still we win.
Strong delusion, they the type to get boosted. Strong delusion, more stupid than stupid. Strong delusion, they be teaching the schools to follow suit. Teaching pedos are cool. Strong delusion, making demonic moves. Nobody see it right in front of them too. Strong delusion, I don't honor fools. Please identify as a dolphin too, for you can drown yourself, bottom of the pool. Y'all don't want the help, stay special ed. Being stupid's Trini, get a brain instead. Man, it's common sense, I don't understand. Like, what is a woman? What do you think? Mini martini drink, just open your eyes and don't even blink. Apparently y'all need to think. Just look at the Bible and read what it says. You people are sleeping, these people are fed. The government numbing these people, they dead. Apocalypse dropping their bodies in graves. These people will do anything to get paid. American circus, they trapped in a cage. And Biden's a criminal, he full of rage. You're killing the people and making them ass. I can't even say it cause I might get banned. No freedom of speech, just hitting the fan. I censor my music cause they not a fan of the truth. And they evil, they making a plan to get rid of us, but we will not stand for communism cause we taking a stance. I'm hard to spoil like a lip in a can. I'm way too humble, even though I'm the man.
Strong delusion, fighting, got these people looking stupid, dumb. Strong delusion, people think that cats and dogs clueless. Strong delusion, grandpa Joe sleeping, popping rubies, huh? Strong delusion, they can't see that Trump is winning, still we winning.
Y'all don't like us, come and do something. Strong delusion, y'all losing something. Common sense, y'all the opposite. Y'all real stupid. Our goons coming. Sweeping y'all like I'm brooming some. We don't need the less. Put the shooters on them. Trump 24, we finna move some. Commies ain't finna do nothing. How can y'all tell y'all kids to sit in a litter box? How can y'all tell y'all daughters that the men are ops? Biden the type of guy to make your money stop. Somebody get him fired for that Ruger pop. Trump is on our side. The rest of y'all are ops. Don't trust that Indian guy just cause he talk the talk. Trump a gangster, called a Rico before I did. Follow the street code, he won't rap, that's all I'm saying. Big 4L finna vote red, hope the left side get a toe tag. No remorse for their whole ass, but I'm making moves, make them more mad. Strong illusion, y'all super lost, getting hot in here, they wanna cool us off. Red wave like the Kool-Aid boss, bust through the wall like I'm Randy Moss. Randy Moss.
Yeah, you can stop it if you want. Yeah, it's just so that wasn't 2 Chainz. It sounds exactly like him, but when I saw him, I was like, that's not him. It's a guy named Loza Alexander. And dude, I'm not huge into rap anymore.
Loza got me seeing rap about to put.
I'm not into rap anymore, like hip hop like I used to be, but that is so much better. Like Bryson Gray's cool. Like I like his music, but like that fat dude, what's that fat guy that used to be a Satanist and now he's doing this? The music.
Yeah, what
I forget his name, but all those like patriot rappers, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's some that are cool. I really like the dude that works with Sean Chris as well. I forget his name because I haven't spoken with him in a minute, but yeah, dude, like they're like this, it's dope. And I think that what they're doing here, it might not be sincere, it's probably because they realize how many people like that kind of stuff. Like these no-name untalented artists are getting recognition because they're just talking about what people want to hear, so that's probably why they're doing it, you know what I mean? Van Tesla was who Drake I was thinking of,
brought up in that though.
What's like, that
it was kind of funny to see Drake doing something like that though.
Well, yeah, I mean he's one of the smartest dudes in the game, I think, when it comes to that whole thing. And he's pretty talented, man. Like a lot of people hate on him and stuff. He's horrible at betting MMA. I always fade him. He bet $500,000 on Israel Adesanya against Sean Strickland. He always just loses every time he bets on somebody. But yeah, so it's interesting, man. It's interesting that you see that coming from those types of artists. But I found the clip. I found the Stephen Hawking clip, one of several that are really funny on Family Guy, and this is feeding into that conspiracy that he's just faking it.
Standing here.
here with Stephen Hawking.
Can you hear it?
The first white man I've
ever barely.
Who knows math better than me, Mr. Hawking?
Okay, why would this be doing this? It was. It's more quiet than anything else, huh?
What does the discovery?
Huh.
Let's see. We'll go back over here. It's pretty quick to find, but yeah, dude, it's and you'll just have to, I guess, if it won't go louder,
we'll then, just have to press through.
Yeah, we'll just have to deal with it. Stephen Hawking. Okay.
Stephen.
Yeah, there's a couple funny ones, dude. There's this one of him and his girlfriend. Yeah, this is really good right here, too. Well, I'll have to play that if I can. It shows them having sex, dude, and it's so funny. Okay, here we go.
With Stephen Hawking, the first white man I've ever met who knows math better than me. Mr. Hawking, what does the discovery of this black hole mean to you and your research?
I am overjoyed. This is the crowning achievement of my career. It validates the work of a lifetime.
It certainly does. Back to you, Tom.
All right, we're clear. I'm telling you, man, this shtick is getting so old. That chair smells, dude.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Bitchin'! See ya, chink.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah. Oh, I love that shit.
He just jumps up. All right, now check this one out. This is one more. That was just that clip, I guess.
Class.
Hey, can I borrow a pencil?
Well, it looks like we have a comedian.
I wasn't making a joke. I was just asking.
Well, Louis Anderson, our first test is Friday, and if you don't pass, you are out of the class. Ah, Ryan, I am glad you could come to my faculty cocktail party. Let me introduce my wife, Helen.
Damn it, Steve, you forgot to put out the cheese and crackers.
Helen, don't start with me in front of our guests. Do you think I like hitting you? I am sorry you had to see that.
Look, sir, I really need to confess something to you. That assignment I turned in...
You know, Ryan, before you came along I was so depressed I was planning to kill myself. But you have inspired me. If you can learn, maybe one day I can walk. Now, what was it you wanted to say?
Nothing.
You were supposed to get potato chips, you jackass.
Damn it, Helen. Get the hell off my back, or so help me.
Don't worry, I hear they have great makeup sex.
Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that.
Oh, baby.
I thought about this all day.
Not so fast. You are hurting me.
It's ridiculous, dude. Not so fast. You're hurting me. And they're not even like touching. They're just laying with their wheelchairs. Dark humor.
Oh, I love it.
And yeah, last clip. It's another funny one. Keep it light on the way out here. Really good stuff. And a lot of you might have seen this one, but it should be brought back up. Matt actually sent this to me. And I think, did I save it? No, I didn't. It's in my messages. My mistake.
Dude,
it's so funny, man. Fucking Stephen Hawking. That's a younger Stephen Hawking, apparently. But yeah, this is Cassidy Campbell. He does kind of like the stuff like Alex Stein does in front of people, but he does it kind of different. It's just funny. All right.
Kids need to hold their breath.
Let's go.
So first of all, white kids need to hold their breath for 8 minutes every day. White kids have to do the black kids' schoolwork. Kids can receive bonus points in the classroom if they hold a pregnant woman at gunpoint. Kids can receive bonus points for using counterfeit $20 bills. White kids will sit in the back of the bus so that they can live the experience of Rosa Parks. Black-on-black crime will be encouraged, as it is in Chicago, in order to end white supremacy in the name of the greatest mayor of all time, Lloyd Lightfoot. I love you, Lori. Bless you. So first of all,
kids have, white kids have to do the black kids' homework. And it's, I mean, he's the whitest dude you've ever seen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just dressed in a do-rag and all kinds of stuff. Pretty funny stuff.
Let me, shit, ain't wanting to work. I have a funny clip that I wanted to play.
The last part of the show, show and tell.
Oh, it is, totally.
What do we got? What do we got?
I'm trying to get to my profile. There we go. So, I'm not a huge golfer, and obviously we didn't even get a touch on the F-35 that went missing after the pilot ejected or what have you.
Okay.
But, well, you appreciate this.
Perfect shot. Like a 20 yards this way on the fairway, 30 yards that way. Lovely. My fucking ball ends up right here. In this fucking puddle, I'd say it's 2.5 feet wide. You gotta be shitting me. But as we play here, in this beautiful foursome, you play it where it wants. Alright, nice, let's do it. Fucking cunt. I mean, can I put my club into the puddle?
Yes, yeah, as a water, absolutely.
Okay, good. Fucking dick. Look at this shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Why don't they just let him move his ball? The
only paddle on the car.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's the grossest water, too.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? That's sad.
I fucking missed it.
Yeah, for those just watching, he gets in a tiny puddle. It's like a 2 foot, like you said, 2.5 feet wide puddle. He lands in this random puddle that doesn't even seem like it should be there.
No.
And then he tries to hit it out, and it just soaks him when he tries to hit it out.
Here's
golf is frustrating, dude.
It is. Not a sport, but it is frustrating.
It's not a sport.
God, I've never seen a beauty like this. Give me a big smile, babe.
Oh God!
God, I'm.
Fucking Spiegel thief.
Jeez. Dude, I got a golf clip for you. You want to see this one? You've never seen a Chinese or an Asian person talk shit like this.
All right,
it's hilarious.
Do it.
And you know I love the Chinese accent. This dude is so funny.
Oh.
Asian.
All right.
Versus Asian. $10 right. For this hole.
$10. We're gonna okay. We're gonna video the whole thing.
I'm gonna pay taxes with this now. Okay? It's my taxes. Watch this and learn, Johnny. Here we go.
Make you see, right down the center.
Is that fucking split in the fairway? God. You see that shit right down there?
Right down
split
the
in the fairway. On the upslope of stay off. I got too much power. No, I see it from here, so I'm good. I got
right at the top of the hill there.
Top of the hill.
Perfect.
Take that, fucker. Action.
Fucker.
All right, yeah. Johnny X is now got to outdo the Asian
this
saving.
Dude sounds black.
What's up with those shorts? Is that swim shorts?
He trying to swim hey, back to hey, Vietnam now.
I'm Johnny X, man. Yeah, I can wear stuff like that because I've got my Fuji shoes on too, man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
He trying to swim back in Vietnam. You ain't going to outdrive that thing. You want to put $5
that,
extra?
That is, huh?
You want to put $5 extra outdrive that one?
Let's do it.
Okay, that's $5
it's
extra.
Going extra $5.
Extra $5. I'm gonna take all your money.
Sucker bet right there.
That is a sore penis, though. Yeah. Very hard to beat.
I take cash only, no credit card either. I don't trust your credit card.
He's funny, man.
Oh, I think he beat you. No, he smoked you.
Bye-bye.
No, he didn't. He's
bye-bye.
Beat you.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that funny, man? I take cash only, no credit. I don't trust your credit card. Be swimming back to Vietnam with that shit. That's so funny, man.
Oh shit. He's like, huh? What?
Yeah, I know. He's like trying to just like enjoy his golf, and this little tiny Asian dude's just talking mad shit. Hilarious.
Shit. Should we do pun of the week?
Let's do it.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
I love the cunt of the week.
It's my favorite time of the week.
Mine too. And I'm gonna let you pick first this week.
Okay. Man, we talked about a few different people. I'm trying to remember something specific here. I think I know where you're going, and I don't want to take it. Maybe Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking might be my cunt of the week.
There you go. He's on gun.
Just because, you know, who knows if he is lying? Who knows? Maybe also the fast food chains. This is a tentative cunt of the week, but if they're going to start the zombie apocalypse, maybe, you know, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, things like this with these cheap burgers. Dude, if they can make those burgers that cheap on a certain day, they should be able to sell those things back for like the 90s prices, like it was like a 99 cent cheeseburger.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't eat them still.
Dollar menu.
Yeah. Yeah. I still would not eat them, and I wouldn't recommend anyone else do. But yeah, it's just crazy that they charge like $2 for those now. And then now they're able to bring them down to 50 cents for a day. Like, it's wild, yeah. But whatever. Out of here.
Yeah. My cut of the week, no surprise from this Pennsyltuckian, this pencil retardian, is going to be the only, the one, John motherfucking Fetterman.
Fetterman. I knew it, dude. I knew it. So yeah, I didn't want to take it. So we spent the most time on him out of any single person on this show. So yeah, man. Good call. Strong call. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Obviously, a little unorganized. Whenever we record on Monday, we're always a little off. But, you know, we'll be back next week. There's going to be more news. I feel like we hit some pretty good stories, though. That Ukrainian and Tucson thing, I guarantee that's the first anyone's heard of that. And then also those burgers, just the idea of it. And then a few other things, too. I think that it was still a solid show. Hey, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
We lead. We're the tag team champions of the podcast world.
That's it, you know, man.
There's a bigger podcast out there that was supposedly named in the Dern report, but we break shit before they do sometimes. And they got more experience than us.
There was a podcast named the Dern Report?
Yeah, best podcast in the universe.
The No Agenda?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
that's kind of sketchy, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, but
hey. Not on their part, but no, yeah, no, they have a great show, dude.
They do. They really do. Didn't know when we started this that we kind of do the similar things, but in our own little cunty way.
Yeah, and it's much less professional.
Very much less professional. And that's what people like about it, because they get to sit back and laugh, but get good information at the same time. It's entertainment.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's what we do.
That is what we do. And if you like what we do, then tune in every week to the Conspiracy Underground, because we're the Conspiracy Underground news team, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.